And here we are back for hour number two this morning of the early show program here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on Election Day 2019, and it's going to be an interesting election day to be sure. Now remember, we are going to have live nonstop election coverage tonight starting at 7:15 p.m. Myself, Sean Kraft, Mike Wilson, and a special guest will be in studio. We have Linda Sims down at the Board of Elections. We have Terry Tackett at Republican Headquarters, and we will have Glenn Coble at Democratic Headquarters. And when we take the air at 7:15, we will not leave until all the votes are counted, and a lot going on here in Marion. Mayoral election, we have an auditor election, city council seats up for grabs, a fire levy, the board of MRDD, a whole lot of stuff. Now, a whole new wrinkle in this election cycle came about yesterday. If you were watching Channel 6 in Columbus, there's a story out, and it's a very interesting story to be sure, about a ballot, a non-real ballot, I guess let's put it that way, that was put out in Marion, I believe in the first ward, and we're trying to figure all this out as people are heading to the polls even as we speak, and I cannot thank the person who reported that story, who was in Marion yesterday with WSYX Channel 6 in Columbus, WTTE, Ben Garbarek, and he joins us via telephone getting up early this morning. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Ben, how did this story come to you?
We received a tip that there was a sample ballot going around. And, you know, quite frankly, initially when I heard about that, it didn't strike me as a particularly big deal. I will confess, I'm not a lawyer. And so I was unaware that it's actually against state law to distribute sample ballots if you are a political party or a candidate. And so when we started digging into this a little bit, you know, we saw this sample ballot, and it looks much like one you could print off online, you know, at home or at the library. But what made this one different was there were boxes around the Republican candidates. So it was designed to show Republican voters, here are where the candidates are going to be that we would like you to vote for. Here's where you can find them on the ballot. And at the very bottom of that document, it said, paid for by the Marion County Republican Party. You see mailers all the time this time of year, and it'll say paid for by this group, the Democratic Party, Republican Party, whomever it may be. That's common. But I did not realize until we started digging into this a little bit more that it's actually illegal for a political candidate or a political party to be handing out a sample ballot like that. And so that's when we started doing a little bit of digging, found that this is something that's under investigation currently. No one has been charged at this point. But that's something that could be happening here relatively soon, and it's a class one misdemeanor, which you know, is punishable by up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine. So it's a fairly serious offense because certainly, you look at state law, our elections are sacred, and people are very wary of anyone trying to do anything nefarious when it comes to our elections. So that's how this whole thing got started for us.
Ben, as you were doing your research and digging around in this, are we for sure that it did come from the Republican Party? Do the investigators have a pretty good idea of who did this? Because if people are going to be charged fairly quickly, as you said, I would assume there's some grasp of this.
The investigators are being very tight-lipped, so they're not telling me who might be under investigation, how many people. Are these volunteers? Are these paid party staff? Those are questions that we're not getting any answers to at this point. The best indication about the sample ballot is just the line on the very bottom of it that says paid for by the Marion County Republican Party. I mean, like I mentioned, I mean, you know, anytime you get something in the mail, you're almost always going to see at the very bottom paid for by friends of this candidate, paid for by this party. And it's usually pretty transparent who is actually paying for that mailer to be going out. And so, you know, for this particular instance, it seemed pretty obvious that, you know, it's not that the county party was hiding it or anything. It seemed like they were just handing out a campaign material that I would assume they probably thought is completely fine, but someone must not have realized, actually, this is against state law, and this is actually a fairly serious offense.
Ben, do we know who's conducting this investigation? Is it at the state level or the local level, or how is that working?
It's at the local level at this point. So I've heard from a couple different people that the city and county officials are looking at that at the moment. From what I understand, that investigation is not done yet. So there's still some folks that are going to be interviewed. There's still some more due diligence, I guess, that they're looking to do before anything officially comes out about charges or anything else that may come out of this. But this is a local investigation at the moment.
Is there any urgency to charge the people who are going to be charged, because it is election day and quite possibly there could be people who are on the ballot, I would guess?
Certainly, and I'm sure I've heard mixed things. I mean, talking with some people, they want this out there because they're like, this is a big deal, and this is election day, and we found out about this a few days ago and reported on it yesterday on the eve of the election. And so certainly there are people like, look, the voters should know this is something that happened. They deserve to know this before they go into the voting booth. But the sense that I've been getting from the investigators is like, look, we're not going to rush this. We're going to make sure that we have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. I don't think they really necessarily want to affect the outcome one way or another. They don't want to look like they're playing favorites or anything like that. I think they are being extra cautious about this investigation because certainly they have a job to do to investigate whether the law was broken, but certainly the political ramifications of the timing of this, they're very sensitive to that. And so I just get the sense that they are weary of getting out ahead of themselves, and they're just going to do the best job they can possibly do before announcing anything, because certainly the last thing anyone would want to do is get too far ahead, announce charges or something like that, when they maybe should have done a little bit more homework and realized that there was something else that could have affected their decision.
Ben, as votes are coming in, and we'll do our election coverage tonight, is it possible that if somebody would win who was under investigation and is charged maybe after the election tonight, that this would be something the opponent could dispute? Is this a crime, an issue that would allow somebody to dispute the outcome of an election as being unfair?
That's an excellent question. I don't have a definitive answer for you on that. I always joke I am every credit shy of a law degree. So I would actually have to look into that a little bit more. I mean, certainly I could see a candidate contesting the results, particularly if it's close, and citing this as an example of why they wanted to contest the results. But whether or not that would hold up in court and a judge would buy that as reason to overturn results or even have a special election, that seems like it's many, many steps ahead of where we are right now.
Do we know what the purpose was? Because I obviously, if you filled out this sample ballot and you took it to the Board of Elections, they would have rejected it. What was the purpose? Has anybody deciphered what it was?
Not at this point. I should have mentioned this earlier. We tried to reach out to the county party in multiple different ways. I tried calling them multiple times, emailing them. I mean, we've not heard a peep from them so far. So we've been trying to give them the benefit of the doubt and try to hear from their side, like, what was going on here? So we don't actually know. My best guess, it just seems like it would be just a regular campaign mailer trying to get the vote out among their supporters. I mean, it's labeled sample on it all over the place, so it's obvious that it's not a real ballot. It's just that this is technically illegal under state law, and there are also very tight regulations about what color paper can a sample ballot be printed on, so it doesn't confuse voters into them thinking this might be a legitimate ballot and not just a sample one. That's another part of the investigation, and that could be a separate charge, that this was printed on white paper. As silly as that may sound, that also could be part of this, that there were some rules broken about the very distinct rules there are about what kind of sample ballot is allowed to be printed and who is allowed to do that. Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this, because this is the understanding that I have, that this happened in the first ward in Marion, and we have a lot of Republicans running for office tonight. Not all the Republican names were highlighted. Is that correct, or am I wrong about this?
Correct. Yeah, the one that we saw just had a couple names. I mean, I would imagine most ballots are multiple pages, and so this was just one page with a couple different candidates, and so certainly this is not something that is an indictment of all of the Republican candidates that are running. And honestly, I don't even know if some of the people who were on that sample ballot, if they even knew this was something that was going out. This may have been something that was done by the county party just to get their supporters out. And oftentimes you hear from both Democratic parties and Republican parties, you know, vote straight ticket. Here are all of our candidates running for all these different positions, from the mayor all the way down to dog catcher, and we want you to vote straight Republican, we want you to vote straight Democratic, whatever it may be. And so this may have been just a completely innocent mailer that went out trying to help out their voters to vote for all the Republicans that are on the ballot today. It just seems like maybe someone didn't realize that the way they, in which they were doing this actually was breaking state law.
I know we really don't know the answer to this yet, but is the feeling that this is going to come back to one person, or there are several people under investigation and it will be bigger than that?
My sense is there are several people under investigation. Now, whether all of them will be charged, I mean, that remains to be seen. But, you know, certainly one would think in the course of a campaign there were a few people who may have had knowledge or involvement in either putting this thing together, handing it out, printing it, so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm not privy to what stages of the process would necessarily be needed to be, you know, someone to take part in for them to be charged in this. But I get the impression that there are a couple people they're looking at, and they're trying to figure out who, if anyone, deserves to be charged.
Is it likely, Ben, we know what the fine would be, $1,000 and 6 months in jail. Is that a likely penalty? I mean, I guess we really don't know, but do people go to jail for this for 6 months?
I'm not sure what the precedent is. That is the maximum penalty someone could face as a Class 1 misdemeanor. So typically, that's, you don't see that. You know, would I expect someone to serve jail time for this? I'm not sure I would expect that. Might they face a fine and some sort of probation or something like that? That seems like maybe a more likely outcome. But that is if the judge, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves, if someone were charged and to be convicted and the judge decided that they wanted to make an example of this person, that is the absolute maximum penalty they could possibly face. So it's not the likely outcome, it's just that's the range of possibility. Is anything short of that?
Ben, as you said, you had reached out to the Republican Party here in Marion and had not heard anything back. What has been the response to this story in general? Have you had any response?
Yeah, I've certainly heard from a lot of people that it's created some waves around Marion. And I think there's a lot of people just didn't realize, much like myself, that this was actually not allowed under state law. So I think there's been a lot of people just surprised, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was part of state law, that there are these very strict rules about what kind of sample ballot you can print off, who's allowed to distribute them. These are things that maybe campaign operatives might be more aware of than everyday folks, but I've heard from some people that are like, wow, I did not realize this was such a big deal and that this was something that was actually against state law.
Absolutely. And just for clarification before we let you go here, Ben, I know you're busy day for you. Am I right about this? The people who were highlighted on this particular ballot, not everybody in the Republican Party who's running tonight, it was the mayoral candidate, the auditor candidate, and the first ward candidate. Is that right?
I believe so. I'd have to look at it. I don't have it right in front of me at the moment, but to my best recollection, yeah, those are some of the folks that were highlighted on that particular one.
And possible we could see charges today, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. It sounds like it could be soon. You know, obviously today would be the earliest possible. I know some folks had expected something yesterday, but that didn't really materialize. So today at the earliest, but it could very well be after today. So it very well could be that some of these investigators decide to wait until after the election is done to move forward with this, just so that they don't appear to be putting their thumb on the scale one way or another.
Well, Ben, this is a great piece of work. I know it's helped a lot of people here in Marion. Getting it out last night before people went out and voted today, I think, was very important on your part and the station's part down there. And I can't thank you enough for getting up early, and I hope you keep us informed.
My pleasure. Always happy to help.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Ben Garberick, WSYX. There you go. There's the story as you have it. What do you think, Sean?
You know, it's very interesting. The problem is that I have, I hope that if, you know, once they do figure out exactly what went down and that people are out there voting, people heard it. That way they don't vote for that person, because if they wait until afterwards, like he was saying, to indict somebody over this, well, what if that person already got elected?
I don't know.
I don't know why we have to be so slow on things. And I hate slowness.
Well, I think they want to be right.
Well, I understand that they'd be right, but they knew this about 3 days ago.
How do you know? Because you got to figure out for sure if the person or the people did it
on purpose. Right. Like I said, it could have been a scam.
I don't know.
I mean, not right now, but I'm saying
I think the worry, it sounds like maybe it was just a mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe people didn't know what was going on. Right. Hard to say. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Tara Dyer.
Hey, Tara. How's it going?
Hey, Tara.
Hey, it's going. Hey, Sean. Hey, the only thing I want to say is I just listened to the show. Great interview. Great reporting. There was a great way in which those candidates, and I don't know if you noticed that those same candidates were the ones that skipped out on the League of Women Voters.
The ones who were highlighted?
Right. They were the same candidate who did not attend that debate. So we have a correct way in which we could get the message out that we don't have to distribute a sample ballot. They could have come right then and there, and then people would have known which party, you know, and which candidates were running. They did not have to use that sample ballot. The other thing is you got to be savvy enough. People think that it's just a really easy thing to just say, I'm going to run for office. There are so many rules and regulations associated with doing the wrong thing and the right thing. I, for one, was a victim of that. I did not put the paid for by my political campaign on my yard signs. And I had to make stickers and go around and put stickers on every yard sign that I had that did not put for whom it was paid for. So I just think it's important for people to realize the proper ways in which to do things, the League of Women Voters debate, and you know they also have published an insert that has all the candidates, all of their asking specific questions and so on. So I'm angry that they did not use the proper channels in which to inform the Marion residents of what and who they were. So that's my only take on it. Do the proper things through the proper channels.
Well, and it's interesting because at this point, we don't know who will be charged, how many people will be charged, and if it is any of the candidates running for office right now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who it is or whatever, but we do know that information is out there, and it looks like the Democrats it looks like we're doing dirty stuff. We're meaning I'm a Democrat. In order to change or affect an election. And we just want to follow the rules, you know, and you need to be savvy on the rules is all I'm saying. So that's the point I'd like to make today.
Well, Tara, I can't thank you enough for calling in and listening, and keep going on today, and we'll see you as the day progresses.
Yeah, you sure will.
Thanks,
all right,
Tara.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tara Dyer, Democratic candidate in the 5th Ward. For city council. It's very difficult because, to be fair, which we are trying to do here, you don't, because as Ben said from Channel 6, maybe they didn't know.
Probably not.
And that does happen, you don't know. And
there's so many rules out in the world today, and it's just...
Right, but I guess you should know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you have to pay a price.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. But... it's just so difficult, the timing of this, because it's the night before the election. People are voting right now. It started this morning at 6 a.m. It's going to run through 7:30 tonight. You know, maybe at 7:30 when we come on the air, we'll know if there's been any charges. I don't know. I just don't know. We'll try to let people know if that happens. But it's interesting where it happened, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben said it did happen in the 1st Ward. And that it was the 1st Ward candidate, the auditor, and the mayoral candidate that were highlighted. at this point.
I mean, just like Tara said just a second ago, she said the right word there, you know, follow the proper channels before you do something. If you don't really know, just don't do it. Just try to research it on your own. And I'm sure you can call the state to find out if you have a question before you do something. Answer your question on that. I'm just wondering how many people in my ward, because I'm in the first ward, they got it, because I never got it before they stopped.
Well, I don't know. For it to be handed to people in the first ward, somebody had to hand it. Yeah. Now, I guess that's the person who would be in trouble because it's distributing. I mean, you can make these up as long as they don't get distributed. I don't think there's a problem.
But you can't be on that paper.
Well, didn't Ben start off by saying that a person who is involved or running can't distribute?
But it can't be on that color paper either.
Which could be another charge.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It could be a very sticky wicket, because if somebody wins tonight and then gets charged tomorrow, I guess that's okay. But it could happen. I don't think that's ever happened in Marion history before.
And you can't take them out of office, right? Because once they're in office, it's like the president, right?
Well, but is there a... As he said, you know, you don't know. Can you contest something like that? I don't know. If you're a Democrat, do you contest it? Do people think that's sour grapes? Do people think that this whole thing right now is a political ploy by the Democrat? I don't know. It's strange. But it's being investigated on the local level. I guess we know that. Yeah. And there you go.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a shame. You know, if it was an accident or whatever, they didn't know. I mean, it's a big thing. If you know, that is a law, I guess, that was broken. You know, hopefully whoever it was. I mean, I'm sure they probably hopefully didn't do it on purpose. If they, you know.
Well, if anybody's got anything more to say about this before we move on to the next topic today, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we will discuss it because it's going on right now. It's in real time, and we did have the story here this morning, thanks to Ben down at Channel 6. We thank him for getting up early and calling. Very appreciative of that. Because you don't know all the facts, and in a minute story on Channel 6, sometimes you don't get to ask those questions and get to the nitty-gritty of it. And if somebody's charged today, we'll try to get that information to you, but
more likely it might be after the election.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, they thought some people were going to be charged yesterday, but that didn't happen.
Or nobody might not be charged at all, either.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, really?
Not the way Ben was talking. I mean, when you get investigators and people, I imagine somebody's going to be charged. But it would be just a misdemeanor, I guess.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows?
Well, hopefully tonight everything goes off well. Everybody has their P's and Q's together and, you know, and works together and trying to make this election go off well instead of having, you know, drama. You know, come on. I mean, let's just get it through, get the numbers counted, you know, and let's move on. Let's find out who, you know, what's going on. Don't just drag this out all night long just for
Well, I don't think nonsense. It's going to – I don't think the voting process will change any tonight. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's just a matter of what will happen out of the offices here in Marion, because it's being investigated on the local level. I don't think they'll have anything to do with tonight, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, because right now people are probably leery because they don't know who exactly, you know, they don't know exactly who's on that fake ballot, really.
I don't know.
Because I never got the copy of it, so I really don't know. I've never seen it.
Ben
didn't have it in front of him, so he didn't.
But he thought it was the first ward.
He thought, but he wasn't sure.
Well, I think you can find it online.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those three were, I've seen it.
Okay. So you for sure?
On those three, yes. I don't know if there were any more.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So there you go, folks. So there's three on there, and, you know, if that's, you know, you want to cast your vote based on honesty.
But what I can't figure out is what was the purpose of that? I mean, you can't take it to the Board of Elections and cast it. Was it just to show vote down party lines? Which I don't understand this vote down party lines thing. You got to vote for the best person for the job, not right. down the party line.
Right. That's why I vote independent, because I think I vote for whoever I think is going to be the best candidate. I don't go for each. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I just go down when I'm voting. I pick and I research. And who I think can do a better job than this person, and why I think they do a better job. Now, this year, this election, I'll be honest with you, I really didn't hear any because half the people didn't show up. So I really don't know exactly what people are doing this year in the local election.
Well, it'll all shake out tonight, as they say. We'll shake the rugs tonight and see what comes out of it. That'll be fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I want people in within your area to know that I went and I voted, okay, and so did my wife. And depending on where you're at, like if you go to the Coliseum, for example, when you vote, do not keep the paper ballot, because it's gonna come out. I mean, you're gonna get what looks to be a receipt that you voted. You have to take it to the person at the end, those things that look like copier machines at the end of the line, and you've got to actually physically put those in. Because if you don't, it means you didn't vote.
Right, you've got to feed that into the machine. Now, that's the new voting machines we have in Marion. I voted in the primary back in May, which was the first time they were used, and yeah, that is the new electronic balloting that we have.
Yeah, because the old machines, we never got a paper ballot, okay? We never got
right.
a receipt, so to speak, that, I mean, an actual physical receipt. It was all on roll that basically was behind a piece of glass, behind a pane of glass. You never got that. And it's like people are believing. It's like we had a situation here where we voted, where it's like people think that this is a receipt that they voted, and they're walking out with it.
Oh. Well, isn't there somebody stopping them at the door telling them they got to turn that in?
Well, thankfully, I had a look because I had no idea. I had this look on my face that they sat there and saw me with that paper ballot in my hand. They finally directed me over there because they didn't tell me anything.
Oh, great. Miscommunication.
Well, they're not telling anybody. Starting already.
Oh, starting miscommunication. See, that's what's going on in the world.
Wait, thank you for that. We're glad to hear that. And
thank
hopefully
you.
We get it fixed.
I didn't know that either, caller.
Well, they just started with the only reason I know is because I voted in the May primary, and that was the first time those ballots were used. The new machines have been used, and the purpose is so you can see who you vote for after you do it, but you don't take that home.
Then
you've got to feed that into the machine.
Okay, then why don't this Board of Elections here in Marion come on the radio or come out and, you know, put it in a newspaper or something, or advertise it, say, hey, this is our new machines. Come on, guys, let's get with the program.
Well, I think they have.
I've never seen it. I didn't know that until the caller just called me.
I think it was in the paper.
Well, I don't get the paper, so why don't they send brochures to the people, the residents?
Well, when I was there in May, they had somebody standing there to stop you, to tell you what you had to do, because they knew it was a new voting machine.
They wonder why people are so stressed in this world today.
Well, but you know what?
Like communication.
Yeah, but we got to this point because people were angry about the other machines.
I know, but
they said, "Well, we don't know who we voted for. How do we know we voted the right way?" Well, now you get a paper thing that tells you.
Yeah. See, what they need to do is they need to send out a brochure to people, to the residents, to say, "Hey, you know, this is what's this is our new machine. And this is what's going to happen," or make a call. Or something, or try to make a call or email or whatever.
Well, I hope they don't walk out with the receipt. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because now it probably won't be able to.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm glad the caller told me because I didn't know that either.
Well,
I mean, you would have told me
when you're
today.
There later on in the day, but I'm sure there'll be somebody there. I can't. There's got to be somebody there to stop. I mean, they're poll workers. That's what their job is.
What if they got busy though? What if there's only one person guarding the area and busy? I don't know. That's the first time I ever heard that myself. I didn't know we got new machines.
Well, most people, when you put the card in the machine, you have to walk back over and give them back the card. I thought that was when they would tell you to take it over there.
Oh, that I don't know. See, I don't know. I always had to vote on paper for years. I never used a machine. I
mean, you would put a card that you have to go up, They find your name, you sign in, they give you a card, so you that's your, what you vote for. You go over to the machine, you put the card in. When you're done, the card ejects, and you give them back the card, and then you go.
Do you still have the card now?
Well, yeah, the card's still there, I believe, but now you also get the printout. And I would think when you'd walk the card back to the table to get your I voted sticker, they would tell you to put the receipt into the machine.
Why can't you just still get a receipt saying you voted and how, who you vote? That way you could have it for yourself and still go through the electronic machine. Why can't they do both?
Well, I don't know if the machines are that sophisticated at this point.
I mean, common sense. I mean, you still should get a receipt. That way you know who you voted for. What if you forget, oh, okay, you know, what did I, who did I pick? I don't know.
It just, let's get it all sorted out.
I don't know.
We're already hours
into
this.
So these people that walked out already, as the gentleman just said, can they come back and put it back in the machine, or is that fraud? Because they could have made another copy.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any registering of it or not. I don't know.
Because anybody can go make another copy of it.
Well, but I wonder if the machine makes a copy.
I don't know.
Because the machine might make a copy and you might make a copy. I don't know.
Be nice if these people that are in charge of these machines will come on the radio or something and explain to the public knowledge so that people will know what's going on. So I hope somebody at the Board of Elections is listening to me right now, because I think this needs to be addressed so people will know.
We're getting a note here. They had the machines at the Board of Elections for a week. They also offered to go to locations to teach people how to use the machines. They're trying to iron out the kinks before the big 2020 election.
Oh, 2020. So a year. So it's a year thing?
Well, next year I don't think they want any mess, because there'll be a high voter turnout because it's a presidential year.
Well, what about our local? They should have the kinks worked out for our local.
It apparently has a barcode on it that can't be duplicated.
Oh, so they can scan it in later on.
I would guess.
Oh, wow. That person's giving us more information than we know. Okay.
Yep.
So,
listeners.
So if you walk out, you can still bring it back. Say, hey, I forgot to run this through the machine.
I would say something to somebody.
Okay, well, that's good then.
And then see what they say.
That's good to know.
I just know again.
But I just think somebody from the Board of Elections should come on the radio every year, and talk about all this. If there's something new,
this just goes back to the point that we've all been making. This has been one of the angriest, meanest elections.
I sound kind of angry this morning.
In Marion County history. And as Mayor Kellogg said, never seen an election like this.
Yeah.
I don't know what has caused this.
Well, I think it's just because, a lot of it's miscommunication to start with. Because obviously some of these people didn't know. I mean, I didn't know you can go to get training. I mean, I never got a letter in the mail. I mean, how are we supposed to know this, that they were given training unless you belong to the Board of Elections or whatever? I don't belong to the Board of Elections. I don't get emails or paper in my mail saying, you know, hey, come here, we're going to do training on these new machines. I mean, I didn't know anything about it.
Poll workers are trained to chase people down with that slip. There you go.
Chase people down. All right. Well, so some people must have got out the door before they chased them down.
I don't know. I wasn't there this morning. I can't say that for sure.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, I mean, every new technology has kinks. You know, you can't fix it all. But hopefully maybe somebody on Board Election can come on your show one day and let them know. Say, hey, these are the new machines, 2020, we're working on the kinks, you know, blah, blah, blah. Be nice to have somebody on the Board of Elections can come on, explain everything to people.
Well, speaking of all that, do you want to let people know about our election coverage tonight?
Yes, tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to go live. We're not going to go off the air until we get all the results in for the Democrat and the Republican. So stay tuned on WWGH 107.1.
Now, who will be on staff tonight?
It'll be me, Sean Kraft, Scott Spears. We will have a special guest in the studio. We have Mike in the house, baby, because he might go to the...
As far as we know, he'll be here.
Yeah,
Mike Wilson.
Mike Wilson will be here. And then, we have a special guest, and Terry Tacker will be at the Republican, and Linda Sims will be at the headquarters And she will be...
Board of Elections.
Yeah, Board of Elections headquarters. And she will be giving us up-to-date results from there.
And Glenn Coble.
And Glenn Coble will be here.
At Democratic headquarters.
Yes.
So it'll be a... And we will not break away starting at 7:15. And it's all city council wards. It's the mayor. It's the auditor. And it's a big election year. Does anybody have any predictions? Let's go to that in the last 9 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any predictions, elections, any reports of what's going on out at the polling places right now? Don't know, haven't been there yet. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring.
Apparently we just found out that people are walking out with their receipts.
You know, there's just problem everywhere.
I don't know.
I don't understand. I just don't understand what's happening. I don't know. You know, it used to be in the old days, stuff like this didn't happen.
Well, they didn't have these machines. You just did it on a...
And you want to vote online. Look at the problem of this. People walking out with the receipts.
You know what it is? They used to do it on stone back in the days.
Well, good. Maybe we should go back to that way.
Or no, actually, didn't back in the days, didn't it? Back in the 1600s, they used to do like...
Okay.
They threw names in a bucket.
This is, once again, this is politics... getting mean. I mean, that's what this is. I mean,
why get mean? We're all here together.
Everybody's mean. Everybody is suspicious of everybody. Everybody wants to call names. Everybody wants to turn people into things. Everybody wants to... I've never seen a society like this. We are such a...
what are you getting all these... I guess I'm on the right social media, because I don't get all these jabs at people. I don't know.
Oh, they've been out there.
I see. Who's jabbing at who? I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's been, as Tara said when she was in here, what, a week and a half ago, she talked about how people tried to give her research on her opponent that was negative, how that goes on in a lot of races. We know in the first ward, as Kai said, he made some comments about the other person, and the other person made some comments about him, that he was a waiter, and apparently that wasn't good enough to be.
So was that one comment brought up as well, or?
No. And we also know that in the auditor's race, there was a whole story done about how our current auditor was not doing the right job. We really don't know if that was true or not. And in that same article, there were shots at the mayor. There were shots at Kai in the first ward. And now we've got this thing, which is, you know, against the Republicans. I don't know. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The hostility that this election has brought. And you have our independent Sue McGowan making comments about things going on.
Well, you know, it's everybody wants to be in charge, and that's part of the problem. We just need somebody that, you know, we need people in there that is going to do a good job. It's not the name recognition. It's the person who's going to do the better job. Now, you have to define who's going to do the better job. But based on this year, be honest with you, on the local election, I have no clue, because I have not heard any speeches from just about any of them.
But you've made your decisions.
I have made my decision based on research that I've done over the years and what they've done and what this person's done in life.
So the only person you've heard from this election season was Kai.
Yes. I talked to Kai. I have not talked to his opponent at all. I don't even know who he is whatsoever. I mean, I heard of him. But I don't know who he is personally. And then, of course, I know the current mayor. I talked to him over the years. I know his opponent. I don't know him. I mean, I just know him over the years that I met him. I know Tara. I know, you know. I don't know any of the auditor. So I'm just going based on my instinct on that one.
Have you decided on that one? Because I know on Candidates Night you spit out a name.
Oh yeah, Tara's like Tara. She's like. So, tell me why you like him.
Like, so are you still?
Yeah, yes, I'm still going my way. Yes.
Okay, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But that's showbiz.
Yeah,
and people got to vote for who they want to vote for. That's the most important part of this whole bit.
Right.
Politics.
You know, it's I don't know. I mean, it's when I was picking my candidate. I mean, I haven't voted yet, but when I was going down and picking who I really wanted and the research I was doing, you know, it was very hard this year for a local election to to decipher who I now am I picking some of them wrong? Probably, maybe. I don't know. But you have to pick somebody, so I'm hoping the person that I pick does a good job.
I wonder if anybody will dispute an election based upon this whole balloting thing.
I don't know. I guess I could probably not vote over this now. I'll just say.
Well, I don't know what that would do. Yeah, what would that do?
Nobody will get my vote then that way. I'll just say I'm protesting.
Oh, a protest vote.
Yeah.
Which you apparently, in the lot, you said that was the worst thing you could possibly do was have a protest vote back in the presidential election. Of 2016.
That was a natural one. What about a local one?
Was that any better?
Well, I don't know. It might be.
I don't know what's going to happen. I know that the Republicans have done well for 3 years. I know that will tonight break that cycle? I don't know. It's going to be a very fascinating election night when those returns start coming in. And we'll probably get a good feel today as we go to the polling places to, you know, learn what's going on.
Yeah, you know, but I wanted to say this before, I know we get ready to head out of here, but what I really wanted to say, if I wish the local candidates would have did a town meeting, that means all of them would have showed up downtown something one night or whatever and had a you know, like a town hall meeting. That way we knew exactly what they're, I mean, we heard bits and pieces over the year, what, you know, why they're running, but I really don't know exactly, besides on social media, Facebook, that I saw, like, you know, what they're actually running for and what they're going to do for the community.
Well,
whatever.
We know tomorrow the signs will be picked up.
But you am I saying this correctly? Am I making sense here?
Well, I think it depends on who went where. I don't know.
I mean, nobody did really speeches this year. Nobody showed up at the what do they call that?
Board of Elections?
Yeah.
League of Women Voters?
Oh, no, the other one.
The league?
Yeah, the...
I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird year, as yeah. Mayor Kellogg says. It's the strangest thing.
And nobody really called on the radio. I mean, Sue McGowan, she called in, and she expressed
Tara
comes
Kai.
In. Yeah, Kai. But all the other ones never really called in and explained to the people that can't really get out or nothing like that, just has their radio on. I mean, you got to be fair across the board. If you're going to run, and you got to let people know why you're running. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm
wrong. I know. Wasn't it nice to see Marion on the news again last night?
We're always on the news. We're probably on the news this week again.
But you see, it came from a tip. It's always those tips.
Yeah.
Always those tips. And I guess we just love to do this. I don't know.
Channel 10 and Channel 6 might as well just put a hub here. I should.
I just don't know. Every election, we seem to have some sort of kerfluffle.
Yeah, last year was the Board of Election kerfluffle, and this year is the
sample ballot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I bet a lot of people were uneasy last night. Because, you know, I think they know. I would imagine the people being investigated probably know that they're being investigated.
Well, they probably got called in the office this morning.
Well, and also, I would imagine somebody probably went over to the first ward and is asking, who handed you this ballot? Because the ballots came from somewhere.
I just want to know how many people were in the first ward. It must have been on the other side of my neighborhood, because I don't think any of my neighbors that I know of got handed. They must have started on the other side of the...
Well, we want to thank everybody who called in this morning. We want to thank Tara and the caller who called in and told us what's going on at the fairgrounds. We also want to thank... Ben Garberick from WSYX, Channel 6, for breaking this story yesterday, open.
And the Facebook person that just told us about...
filled us in on the balloting.
Yeah.
We want to let you know we're going to be back. This is not the end of us today. We're going to be back tonight at 7:15 live for election coverage. Also today, the Adam the Computer Guy show is on from 2:15 to 3. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 4:15 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on from 5:15 until 6. So lots of programming. And then we'll be back at 7:15 nonstop through the end of election coverage with the whole gang here tonight. So have a great election day. I will talk with you later on in the day. Sean will be back. And make sure you vote. Have a great day. Talk with you later on tonight.
One of them said, as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had it and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, right?